from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. At least 56 people were killed and more than 200 injured when an apparent suicide bomb ripped through the parking lot of a crowded park in the Pakistani city of Lahore. That's where Christians were celebrating Easter Sunday, according to officials. Dozens of ambulances were seen racing to the park, which is situated near the center of the city. Many are women and children among the dead and wounded. Meanwhile, the army has been called in, according to a top Lahore administration official, and added that soldiers were at the scene helping rescue operations. A senior police official said the blast appeared to be a suicide attack, adding that ball bearings were found at the crowded park. Belgian riot police, meanwhile, fired water cannons Sunday to disperse far-right football hooligans who disrupted mourners at a shrine for victims of the Brussels attacks. In scenes that compounded a week of grief for Belgians, black-clad protesters shouted anti-immigrant slogans and moved in on a makeshift memorial at the Place de la Bourse, where hundreds of people had gathered in a show of solidarity. The clashes between the far-right demonstrators and police underscored the tensions in Belgium after Tuesday's Islamic State suicide attacks. Military chiefs from 39 countries met Sunday in Riyadh for talks on a Saudi-initiated international anti-terrorism coalition. Saudi Arabia announced that coalition in December, saying it would share intelligence, counter violent ideology, and deployed troops if necessary to combat extremists. Several members of the group, including Saudi Arabia, are part of the U.S.-led coalition bombing the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria. This is VOA News. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended the Israeli army Sunday as controversy gripped the country over a soldier caught on video shooting a Palestinian assailant in the head as he lay on the ground. The issue reportedly sparked a bitter argument behind closed doors at the Israeli government's weekly cabinet meeting Sunday. Thursday's shooting led to the soldier's arrest and saw strong condemnation from military officials. Several hundred Iraqis and Syrians at the Idomeni border camp stood between protesters and police on Sunday, thwarting the protesters' efforts to march toward the fence separating Greece from Macedonia. Scuffles broke out there between the two groups. The protesters twice broke through the barrier the Iraqis and Syrians had formed, only to be pushed back by Greek riot police who used only their shields. People speaking for the Iraqis and Syrians, including Kurds from both countries, have told police that they were not taking part in Sunday's protest and that the protesters are from Afghanistan and Pakistan. They also say that activists were circulating at the camp Saturday, urging people to join them. Syrian government forces, meanwhile, backed by Russian airstrikes, have recaptured all of the iconic historic town of Palmyra from the Islamic State forces. Edward Uranian has details for VOA from Cairo.
A Syrian army spokesman claimed victory for government forces on state TV. He says that Syrian military forces backed by Russian and government warplanes have succeeded in restoring peace and security to the town of Palmyra and surrounding areas following wide-scale operations, killing many Islamic State fighters and destroying their weaponry. Rami Abdulrahman, who heads the opposition Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, told Arab media that he believes the Islamic State group is still resisting in some parts of the city. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Qatar's state-funded broadcaster Al Jazeera Sunday announced a fresh round of job cuts, with around 500 positions being lost, most of them at the network's Doha headquarters. In total, the job cuts will reduce Al Jazeera staff numbers from around 5,200 to 4,000. French Prime Minister Manuel Valls said Sunday that the European Championship soccer tournament will go ahead as planned, despite the attacks in Paris last November and Brussels last Thursday. He spoke on French state television and said that the strongest answer to terrorism is, the, in addition to the deployment of all intelligence and security members, is life. More details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.